Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hey, folks, welcome. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media. I'm your host, Tom Lacavara-Stewart. I have first to start off with an update from Palestine on Jake Morifonios and Adam Green. They are okay. I've been in direct contact with them. I had a conversation with Adam earlier today. So they have left instructions with me, essentially, if there are any problems, what to do. So anyone who follows Jake Morifonios, Blackstone Intelligence, or Adam Green at No More News, if you want to, you can go to RTR Truth Media Reloaded on YouTube. That is where we are doing our regular updates or updates as they come in. In relation to that, as I've been telling you guys, I've been doing a lot of interviews that are not friendly to trying to arrange them on the time slot of our radio show, but that still very much, you know, I think are valuable and need to be heard. Someone in Palestine reached out to me to try and connect with Jake and Adam, and we ended up having I ended up doing an interview with him, and that is what his name was Saeed, and we can't give his name because he's in Palestine for security reasons. Was dangerous enough for him to make the communications outside to the United States, and I didn't even realize it was as bad as it seems to be. After speaking with Adam and after speaking with several folks on the ground there, it's even worse than we know when it comes to communications and that kind of business. It doesn't shock me, but it's even worse than I thought. So anyway, what we're sharing with you tonight is going to be that interview that I conducted with Saeed. He was very respectful, and I consider to be, as long as he's genuine, honest, and honorable man. I just want to also let you guys know to remind you to go to rtrtruthmedia.com, smash that PayPal button. For every $25 you donate, you will get a chance to win a $500 laptop, name brand, with the operating system of your choice. I prefer Windows 7 myself. So if it comes with 10, the sponsor that is donating this computer will put 7 on it for you, but it will be brand new, not a rebuild, brand new name brand. So I'd very much appreciate that. I've been working day and night, doing interviews, watching out for Jake and Adam, kind of acting as a communications hub from a lot of people that are concerned with their progress and what it is they're going to be sharing. So anyway, with that being said, I want to get to the interview between a conservative, paleo-conservative Christian, myself, an American, and a man in Palestine to give us a little bit of a flavor of what's going on there on the perspective of someone there with their feet on the ground. So go ahead and roll that interview.
The worst.
Let's say I'm the money lender, the Jew, and you are the goy. You are the goy, a nobleman, a royal, okay? Mm-hmm. Some prince or something, or a knight. Right. I am the Jew, and you need me because you need cash. You need gold, okay? And you don't have it. You have a lot of, the farmers that must work in your farm. It's not by their choice. You call it, I forgot the word. Okay, they're going to bring you what after the harvest, you're going to have the fruits and the wheat and so on. But now you need to trade, you need gold. So you need the Jew. Now I'm the Jew, I'm coming to you. And I'm a ruthless because I'm a Jew. So you can use me to, and you know, not only ruthless, hyperactive, that always love 24/7 only to make business, you know, very pushy, very energetic businessman. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Because most of normal people want to relax and rest and at home. But okay. But so this money lender, he can do you a job to collect the taxes much better than any goy, because the goy will feel, you know, mercy on his fellow goy.
Yes. Yes.
To collect the taxes, and so, but the Jew, no, the Jew, he won't. So you need the Jew. So now the Jew get permission from you.
Okay.
lend money to the peasants as well, and lend the money with usury, interest, and take the tools of agriculture. Take that as, you know, until you give me back my money. So your tools with me, and so on. So now, okay, what protects the Jew from the peasant? You, the noble, okay? The you protect the Jew cannot take even one cent from the goy without the royal who give him this protection. Okay, so
that's right.
So it's this coalition of the Jew with the nobility against the peasant, against the goy. That is very simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And you know, this is one of the reasons why that they've been kicked out of 109 countries historically. And I try and say this not to be mean, but they become, there is a class among them that becomes their own worst enemy. And the everyday, this is how I kind of compare it. Everyday Americans they're just normal people. Now, there's a lot of Jews that are just normal people. They're everyday people. But they have this hierarchy among them. And man, they know how to mobilize. They know how to work with one another, and they will buy from one another, but they will only sell to the goyim. That was that's one of the things that an old Jewish man taught me. He said, "I'll tell you the secret to our success. What was it? We only buy from each other, and we sell to everyone else." So, in other words, they support their own. Yes, yeah.
They are experts of how to exploit or to understand the way that the system works, the way that the bureaucracy, that the laws work, you know, these technical things. So they know how to work with that. And what can I tell you? They know how to organize. But the problem, look, most of the Jews, I would say, as a people, maybe they are not bad, but the problem is that the small Jew, which is a majority of Jews, identify with what the big Jew wants. They identify.
I agree.
Because they identified as Jews, who sells them what, you know, so they identify the enemy. The enemy of the Jews, what the big Jew tell them that the enemy of, who is the enemy of the Jews. So if the big Jew will tell them that I am the enemy of the Jews, so now I become a Satan for the Jews. Okay, yeah. So because they have this identification that the Jew, he identified himself as a Jew, how he identified who he loves, who he hates, mm-hmm. who is evil and who is good, is according to the big Jew. And the big Jew, he is the worst anti-Semitic and enemy of the small Jew.
Yes. Yeah, I think we agree on that. And you know, I'm not convinced that this is historic. I think that in the past 700 years since, I know that you've probably heard of the Ashkenazi, you know, the history of the Ashkenazis. And by the way, you know, I've heard a lot of people when I try and talk about this, they'll either call into my radio show or they'll They'll try and debate me saying this is a conspiracy theory. I didn't get this theory from any other source but the Jewish Encyclopedia. The Jewish Encyclopedia will completely tell you that the majority of Jews today are Russians from the Caucasus, near the Caucasus Mountains, in a kingdom that was called Khazaria. Their king was Bulan, and they all converted to Judaism out of political convenience. They didn't even make this decision as a religious decision. It was out of, and these are the people that were warlike, tribe-like, they knew how to stick together. So we're not even talking about the biblical Israelites.
I understand you completely, yes. But, you know, about the Khazars, I would say, first of all, I ask myself, who are the Khazars? Because you talk about nomadic confederation, okay? Mm-hmm. All the nomads, when they became like empire or confederation, so it's confederation of various nomadic tribes.
Right.
In that kind of system, you have the inner tribes, the strongest tribes that created that confederation, and the outer tribes, tribes that are dependent on the inner tribes, who is independent. Okay, and then you got other settled people that pay you tribute, and all the other tribes pay the inner tribes tribute. But okay, what are you gonna bring them back? Okay, you're gonna bring them back in exchange, plunder and spoils of war. But when they settle and become like kind of empire, so they tend to become like merchant empire.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got the inner tribes, the warlike, but now you're talking about the nomadic confederations are usually multi-ethnical and multi-lingual confederations. So when you say Khazars, for example, and you have a map with a Khazar...
Well, you know, I have a theory about the Khazars, and first of all, the Jewish ideology coming out of Babylon was a lot different than the faith of the Israelites, right? So we know that the Khazars didn't write the Talmud, okay? But here's the problem. When you take a couple different elements, all of which have maybe positive, let's say they all have positive and negative elements to them. But when you take one or two elements and you fuse them together, what I see is that the worst of the bad elements combined. And I see that the system that we're seeing today with what's going on there is a combination. The combination of the Khazars assuming the identity of the Jews, and then you have the Talmud teaching them that they're supreme and that they are, they'll have 2,800 slaves, and you know, of course, that they're the chosen people. And you take the worst of these two elements, and when you put them together, it's toxic.
Yeah, but about Khazars, look, when you say Khazars, for example, you mean a lot of. The majority of what you look in a map, a Khazar Empire, the majority aren't ethnically, neither ethnically nor linguistically, what you say Khazar. It's many ethnicities, many different groups.
Well, they are now since they spread all over Europe, but I think,
I'm talking about any nomadic confederation, like when you say Huns.
Perhaps, but the Khazars had a lockdown on a kingdom. They had a kingdom. You know, that's not really. It wasn't nomadic in the sense they traded all over the place. But they did have a kingdom, and on one side you had the Christians, the other side you had the Muslim. And they converted to Judaism because they figured that was the oldest of the two. And
you know, who defeated the Khazars was the early Russians. they weren't Russians yet, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the Russian identity developed after they converted to Orthodox Christianity.
Yes.
In the end of the 10th century. But just before they converted, when they were the Rus, yeah, the Viking Rus. Mm-hmm. So these Rus people, most of them were Slavic.
Yes, yes.
Defeated and destroyed the Khazar kingdom.
Yeah, but they had already spread all over the place at that point, so, you know. Yep. Well, that's why they destroyed Russia and they destroyed the Tsar. I mean, the Bolshevik movement was predominantly led by Jews, and even Stalin said that the majority of the people that would affect his objective were not Marxists. They were anything but. They were just useful idiots. So anyway, then you have Ben Gurion, the very first prime minister of Israel. He didn't say I'm a proud Jew. He didn't say I'm a proud Israelite. Yeah, I'm a proud Bolshevik. And that's what you have. So, and this is what I'm trying to teach people here in the United States, especially fellow conservative Christians, because most, I'm like fighting an uphill battle because most conservative Christians are pro-Zionist, and I'm trying to show them, you guys are really supporting a Bolshevik, forget about the religion, you guys are supporting a Bolshevik-founded state that is so in lockstep, they think that Russia, it's Russia, 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 between Israel, Russia, China, and the communist ideology, the Bolshevik ideology, they're in lockstep with one another. They're all trading, technology, all of that. It's just crazy. It's crazy. And we're absorbing all of this technology from all over the world. Oh, the Chinese computers. Yeah, just give us more of them, right?
A lot of Muslims now, they support Russia. And I said to my friend the other day,
yeah.
You know, I'm asking you, my dear friend Bilal. His name is Bilal.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him, tell me, please, the biggest banks in Russia, who owns them? The biggest banks. What ethnicity? Tell me, please, the big media in Russia, who owns it? Tell me, please, the that exploited and looted and plundered.
Yep. Yep.
They. From what group? And you come to me with your,
yep.
Forgive my language, with your bullshit and tell me how Putin, how great, and start to read the Quran with a view that Putin is a prophesied.
Oh, yeah, 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 I hear all that. Putin is KGB! Just like George Bush was, look, I'm a conservative, right? But our president here, Bush, the first Bush, not the second one, he was CIA. He was an intelligence. He was the director of the intelligence services that trafficked drugs and guns all over the planet. I don't trust Putin any farther than I can throw him. Ah,
look, RT. There are people who love RT. Now I see RT. It's the same propaganda like any other mainstream media, but it's from Russia, so it's different. Now, how I realized immediately that RT is, for example.
Here's the thing. I have a really important insight on RT that I want to share with you, so you understand. I obviously understand that RT is Russian state-sponsored media, and to a point, an oligarch and the state kind of fused together. Now, here's the thing. You ever hear of that old saying that the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Well, I take that with a grain of salt, but I happen to agree with it. Here's the thing. RT, for whatever reason, now when they go off on their anti-capitalist and pro-socialist garbage, I call them out on it. But I had a friend, his name was Ben Swan, right? And Ben Swan is one of the most hardcore conservative libertarian, pro-freedom, pro-friendship kind of people that you'll ever meet. And the mainstream media in the United States would, they would, every time he started reporting the truth, he'd get fired, and he was on some mainstream outlet. So finally, he said, screw this. RT would take him. Now, the reason that RT allowed him to do his show.
Jerem Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
RT would take him. Now, the reason that RT allowed him to do his show on their network is because, of course, RT doesn't have any problem making the United States look bad. But he was telling the truth, right? So I kind of take RT correspondent to correspondent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, look, well, I immediately understood that RT is just a propaganda.
Sure.
Yes, because we tend to maybe support them because we tend to be against the empire. But they are propaganda.
Yes. I agree.
Immediately, when they always criticize, yeah, they always love to criticize the racism in the U.S.
I agree.
So I said to myself, it's the same. So now they become like the Marxist liberals in the U.S., that one. Second, they are double standard hypocrites because I know Russia and Russians. And if they say that there is a racism against black in the U.S., so there is a billion times more racism against black in Russia, okay? because Russians are
nationalistic
in their blood. And
absolutely, absolutely. That's
that. Come to me with your bullshit, criticizing the evil U.S. How they are.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what. But see, there's a good example of what I'm talking about. Now, you take somebody like Abby Martin, right? And every once in a while, and this is what I tell my audience, right? On my radio show, this is what I tell them. If I share with you a segment of a report, what that means is that I agree with that segment. And I do not back, nor do I support, nor I condone everything that that person says. I only am sharing with you a 3-minute clip. That it means I agree with the 3 minutes that I just heard. Don't take anything else that this person says as serious, because then you find out that Abby Martin is now, she's with now, her boyfriend is a hardcore communist. So I'm like, yeah, of course she is.
She was with a Jew. I'm not talking, not, it's not because he is a Jew. I'm not saying that he is a communist because he is a Jew.
Right.
Okay? But he is a Jew. His name, something, Dr. Wolf. So this Wolf is an economist, is a Marxist, and she had like half an hour show in the Empire with him about how great was Karl Marx and Marxism.
Oh, I didn't catch that one.
Type in YouTube now, Abby Martin and Dr., I think his name, Richard Wolf. And they talk about Marx like he's Jesus Christ himself.
Really?
Yeah. And then I understood who I have business with, because I know Richard Wolf. Okay, I know this economist.
I haven't.
I didn't know that Abby Martin is Marxist, because he's proud Marxist. He's proud. He's not inside, how you say in America, the closet. He's outside of the closet.
Well, yeah, and we have a lot of that. You know, here's something that I want to ask you about. I already have it, and I'm gonna run it. Hey, let me ask you a question, just for your own permission, and you can say no if you want to. All of my screen recordings are recorded, right? I can do two things. I can delete this when we're done talking, or I can keep it and I can air it in the United States as part of my radio show. Would you be okay with that?
It will be okay if you don't mention my name.
No. The only thing that I'll mention is Saeed. That's it. That's it.
Okay, thanks. But about the Khazars, just I want.
Oh, hold on. Let's not get off with. Hold on. I had you on Abby Martin and Richard Wolf now, and that's important because what's going on right now here in the United States is we have a bunch of people coming up from South America headed to our border, and you have certain people that are in the pro freedom community saying, well, you know, freedom of movement, this and that. And I said, no, you don't understand what you're seeing is happening here. This is a Marxist communist funded movement to overwhelm the social services in the United States. I don't believe in it to begin with. I believe in self-determination and getting out of people's way. Small, limited government, not getting in your way, so that you can.
You cannot have a country with 3 million people with and small government. That is a problem. You must break down to small communities in order that you rule.
Right. That's what we've done. That's what the United States historically has been. We have our states, which we have 50, and then in every state we have counties. And your highest law enforcer in your area is your sheriff, and that sheriff has more authority than the state police or the federal government. It's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In this county, the whole purpose of limited government is to checks and balances. That they don't have that in Europe. They don't have that. I mean, we literally, in the right areas where the sheriff here is functioning properly, if the federal government comes in and starts harassing me, I go to my local sheriff who's locally elected, and he has the authority to keep the president from coming in his county if he wanted to.
Yeah, I understand you, but it's it's words. It's only words that are written. Because USA itself, without intervening in other countries.
Oh, yeah.
USA itself is an empire because...
Oh, I know it. I know.
Country like that. And it started in 1861. What was his name? I'm not sure. The American general.
61. Not Eisenhower, was it?
No, 1861.
Oh, 1861. Oh, you mean General Sherman.
Maybe General Lee, maybe.
Are you talking about the North or the South?
South. I think one of them is
General Robert E. Lee.
Maybe he's in, because when I'm not sure, I cannot say. Maybe, as he said, that like a prophecy that.
Oh, General Albert Pike.
No, not Albert Pike. Albert Pike is a Masonic.
Yeah, the one that they had the prof. He had a prophecy.
No, I'm saying what he said is so true and smart that it's like a prophecy.
All right, what did he say?
I need to check it to exactly say it without being wrong. What was his name again? Robert Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Robert, okay. General Robert E. Lee.
Yep.
Quotes. Maybe if it's him, I will find it.
Okay. Oh, I love this conversation, by the way. Are you Palestinian?
No, I'm Yemeni.
You're Yemeni, but you're working and living in Palestine?
Yeah, and Jordan, Palestine right now, yeah. 1 minute.
No, I'm going there too. Robert E. Lee quotes. Robert E. Lee.
I think it's him.
Quotes.
Or maybe it was Grant. I don't remember. It's like one of them, he prophesied that the U.S. will become an empire. But I don't remember who.
Well, then we'll do this. General Robert Lee, empire quotes. Let's see what that says. Consolidation of the United States into one vast empire, sure to be aggressive abroad and despotic at home, will be the certain precursor of ruin, which has overwhelmed all that preceded it. Quote by Robert E. Lee. Yep, there's the quote. The consolidation of the states into one vast empire, sure to be aggressive abroad and despotic at home, will be the certain precursor of ruin which has overwhelmed all that have preceded it. General Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, what? Listen, I'm not American, so I don't want to criticize. But
No. It's all right.
I'm looking at like if I'm gonna look at just an historical event. I think that event in the what you call the Civil War, yeah.
Yes.
That event is a start of American imperialism, because the war that Lincoln and the North waged, it was imperialistic war.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, you're not hurting my feelings any. As a matter of fact, we just released a video the other day that defined how the number one violator of the U.S. Constitution and tyrant was Abraham Lincoln. Yes.
But I don't know, it's like a hero in the American culture.
Ah, well, that's what I exist to do, is educate people, brother. Here's the thing with me. I'm not afraid to criticize Israel. I'm not afraid to criticize my own government. I'm not afraid to criticize the UK. I'm not afraid to criticize any government that does things that I think are immoral, that harm people, or that are outside the bounds of the law. Now, this is one of the reasons why Israel can't pin me down as a world-class anti-Semite. Because I criticize everybody. I used to be a Catholic. I criticized the Catholic pedophile priests.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Evil is evil.
And that they protect them, you know? Instead of making it publicly, they keep it inside the church because they don't want the humiliation. I know.
Yep.
Me as well. I will criticize my own village. If I see wrong, I will criticize. It's not about, you know, that I have some protected group.
It's about being a good moral. It's about being a good moral man.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so that's the reason. You know, the human nature always seek for to have a group.
Well, you know, this is why, you know, this conversation right here.
The tendency that Iran is a perfect place together with Russia. No, not at all. Iran are the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen.
I agree.
Okay. Do I justify the warmongering Israelis and neocons that want to wage war against Iran? No, I don't justify it.
I agree again.
I won't say that Iran is pious and righteous. No, not at all.
God, I, you know what? You want to be a co-host on my radio show?
The problem, people love to thinking black and white. Or black or white. They can't see everything in the middle. So, okay, if Israel and the U.S. and neocons are bad when they, you know, they want to wage war against Iran and sections, so it means that Iran are pious and righteous and perfect.
Yeah. You know, you know what, though? You know what? I have to tell you, Ahmadinejad did speak a lot of truth.
Yes.
He did. You know, I will have to give him that. I didn't trust him because I don't. I'm very apprehensive at trusting foreign.
Look, Iran, what the press TV? Okay, it's a
yeah. Of course,
I criticize the U.S. because U.S. want to wage war against me. Okay, but I'm an honorable person, so I will criticize the U.S. in what really need to be criticized.
Right.
But I will not criticize, let's say, white nationalists that don't want other people to invade the country because me, myself, I don't want foreigners to invade my country and then decide for me how should I live and in what culture should I live.
Right. And look, when it comes to the white thing, look, here's how I look at things. And I have to say this on the record because you mentioned that. There are so many cultures among the white people that we tend to, because of the mainstream media, because of the propaganda that we've listened to and we've grown up with, I don't look at people for their color. I just don't do it because they're in the European societies. I'm Scottish and Italian, right? All right. Now, when you go to one of our major cities like Philadelphia, you have your Italian neighborhood, you have your Irish German neighborhood. For some reason, the Irish always like to hang out with the Germans. Don't ask me why. You have your Chinese neighborhood. You even have a little Swedish neighborhood, a conglomerate that keep to themselves. White people are not one people, and this is. Right. It's a construct, yeah, Marxists.
Of course, how can they be one white people if the English people enslaved and destroyed the Irish?
Right.
Nordic people from the north, you know, look.
Thank you.
The southern European as inferior to them.
Thank you.
Of course, they look at the Slavs as barbaric, inferior people to start with, and the Hungarians as Asian people, or, you know, Magyars that invaded from Central Asia.
Right.
So, but now all of them want to call themselves white. Okay, go ahead. I don't care. It's not my business.
Right.
Of course, it's artificial. They always fought with each other.
Yeah, they're constructs in people's minds. That's all they are. We're all one part of one big human family, and that doesn't mean that I think that people.
But I want to say sorry that the Italian, okay, even though all the differences that we just mentioned, still they have much more common, let's say, connection okay, in the values, in the culture.
Yes, that's true.
The Italian and the British or the German, they're much more close to each other in values, in mindset.
Well, that was what you just mentioned right there was the reason why Adolf Hitler, and I'm no fan of Hitler, right? But that was the reason that the Nazis had the ability to do what they did, because their entire culture was under assault, and the German people knew that there was kind of like a choice in front of the German people. Either surrender your identity and your culture completely, or you go with this group that's going to be willing to defend it, not knowing if they're going to be able to defend it right or not, right? So the entire German people get painted with this brush of the National Socialists, who at their upper echelons, I believe, were working for world government. I don't believe they were authentic. I think that Hitler, I think he lost the war on purpose. And he ended up going to South America. The FBI files have been released now, by the way. I don't know if you know this or not. Yes, they released the files. They released the files here. Nobody talks about it that much. But they have evidence now that Hitler left Germany. Look, Hitler and his top echelon of people left Germany and went to South America. And there's entire German communities in South America that were pre-built for this to happen. This was all part of the New World Order. It was all meant to be. And the German people, out of all of the people out there, my heart breaks for them like it breaks for the Palestinian people. Yes. And yes. Just like it breaks for the Palestinian. Just like it breaks.
So no, my heart even breaks more. They were raped by the Jews.
Raped. Pillaged.
And pillaged and murdered by the Jews. And
yep. Bolsheviks, yep.
Tartar and Mongolic race.
Yep.
So, but, you know, to see RT always praising the great Russia.
Yep.
Now they call it Russia, okay? They don't call it the Soviet Union. How they defeated evil Nazis, evil Germans. Okay, they always praise it. Every single day, RT News mention it. Okay, how the great Russian, they saved the world from Germans. But in the same time, RT praise the revival of the Orthodox Church. So let me ask you, RT News, let me ask you, how can you, in the same time, always praise the great Russians that they saved the world from evil Germans, and in the same time, praise the revival of the Orthodox Church? Who fought against the Orthodox Church, and who want to save the Orthodox Church?
Oh, God.
Why the Orthodox Church needed a revival to start with? Who killed it? Was it the German?
Nope.
So, you see, I will not take serious Russia until they're going to apologize.
Amen.
For what they have done, okay?
Yep.
And until they're going to say, yes, we were the evil side in the war.
Well, Saeed, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I agree with you on Russia. I agree with you on even the things that you've said. Amazing it is to me that you understand, that you even know about American history to the point of our Civil War. I thank you for that. But let me ask you, well, good. I love that. I love that. That's awesome. That to me, that is so wonderful to me. Let me ask you a question. What is your position on what is going on in Syria today? Being that you're not a fan of Russia, and I agree with you, what is your position on Al-Assad and Syria, U.S. intervention in Syria, Russian intervention in Syria, and the white helmets and all of that? What's your position?
Look, subjects that I don't know too much, I won't say. But what I do know, that the Russian, he worked for himself for his own interest only.
Yep.
The Russian don't care if tomorrow 1 billion people will die.
Yep. I agree.
Any kind of moral and mercy, not at all. He worked, the Russian worked for his interest. Now, the Russian, he got interest in Syria, okay? He got an interest. For my agenda, and I emphasize it is my agenda is strong Middle East, united Middle East against the biggest threat to world peace, a little country in the Middle East. It's the biggest threat and dangers to world peace, to the world, to humankind. Now,
oh, you mean Israel, right? But I would even disagree with you. I think a bigger threat to you is the United States, because let me tell you that
this is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My agenda, and I emphasize it is my agenda. My agenda is strong Middle East, united Middle East against the biggest threat to world peace. A little country in the Middle East, it's the biggest threat and dangerous to world peace, to the world, to humankind. Now,
oh, you mean Israel, right? But I would even disagree with you. I think a bigger threat to you is the United States, because let me tell you that United States, in the United States, there are more Christians that support Israel than there are Israelis in Israel.
Yeah, about the evangelical Zionists.
Yeah, the nutcases. I try and wake them up all the time. They drive me nuts. They're like a thorn in my side, because none of them will ever debate me, because they'll lose.
I don't think that they like to debate, because I think they are radical, but I want to tell you what I wanted to say. I want a strong and stable Middle East.
Yes, I do too. I do too. You know what? You deserve it.
So, therefore, I prefer Bashar to rule. I want Bashar to rule Assad, okay? I want him to rule. So it's good for me that Russia help him, help herself.
Hey, you know what? You want an American opinion on Assad? You want to tell you my American opinion on Assad, what it is? It's none of our friggin' business. How's that? It's just that simple.
Exactly. So you understand? Yesterday, like the Americans, not you, the administration.
I understand.
They wanted to teach the Afghan people how to treat women, because they treat terribly the women.
Right.
Okay. Terribly. Okay. The Americans, they treat the women well. Yeah. Going up nude in the streets.
Yeah. Tell that to women over here. You got feminazis. Oh, the gender pay gap.
If you respect a female, you can't let her go like a piece of meat in the street.
Absolutely. Amen.
So they wanted to teach us how, and if you respect a woman like a queen, she is in her castle. She doesn't work. Queen in her castle. She work in the castle for the king, for the babies. Okay?
Yep.
So if I respect a woman, I want her to be in the house. It's good for her to be in the house with our children.
You know what? In here in this country, the liberal, and this is what's all over the mainstream media, it's not in the mindset of the people. This is in the media and in Hollywood. It's the exact opposite of what you're talking about. But I agree with you. I agree with you. My mother was the strongest. I know it. I agree with you. My mother was one of the, if I had to think of one person, if you said to me, Thomas, tell me one person that you respect more than anyone else on the face of this planet, first I would probably say Jesus, because he was really cool, and then I would say my mother. And the reason that I say that is because my mother, not only did she understand the importance of what you just said, but she also understood how important that role was in a life. And
photo ops.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1 877
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.